This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. President Barack Obama's call for greater gun restrictions is being met with opposition in the Missouri legislature. Obama called upon Congress today to ban assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines as part of a sweeping package aimed at reducing gun violence. But at the Missouri Capitol, Republican State Senator Brian Munslinger filed legislation today that attempts to nullify any federal law restricting semi-automatic guns and accessories. Munslinger's bill would make it a felony for federal agents to try to enforce a ban on guns that are made and remain in Missouri. A similar bill was filed yesterday by Republican Missouri House member Casey Guernsey. It's co-sponsored by more than 60 representatives. Some Democratic lawmakers say the bills are a waste of time because federal laws supersede conflicting state laws. Missouri's top utility regulator says he's stepping down effective March 1st. Kevin Gunn announced his resignation today during a meeting of the Missouri Public Service Commission. He's been commission chairman since February 2011 and has served on the panel since being appointed by former Governor Matt Blunt in March 2008. His term was not due to expire until March 2014. The commission regulates investor-owned utilities providing electricity, natural gas, water, sewer, and telephone services. It will be up to Governor Jay Nixon to appoint a new chairman of the five-person panel, as well as a new commissioner. Gunn previously worked as an attorney in the St. Louis area and served as chief of staff for Democratic U.S. Representative Dick Gephardt. Republican members of the Missouri House who smoke will still be able to, while Democrats won't. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us that's the result of a new House rule adopted today.
The new rule allows each party caucus within the House to set its own rules for such things as whether a lawmaker can smoke in his or her own Capitol office. Shelley Keeney of Bollinger County chairs the House GOP caucus.
I do think it was a good compromise. Clearly, there were a wide range of views.
Democrats tried but failed to add an amendment to the rule that would have banned smoking in all lawmakers' offices, regardless of party affiliation. Jake Hummel of St. Louis is the minority floor leader.
It's 2013. Folks, come on. How can we continue to allow smoking in our offices?
However, six House Democrats joined all 108 Republicans in voting no. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia Public Schools announced today an expansion of an electronic reading program throughout the district. With the Mayan Reader program, students can log on to a website and have access to thousands of free electronic books. Superintendent Chris Belcher says the district has purchased a password to allow access for every four-year-old in the district. The program also suggests books for kids based on their interests and reading level. Parents and teachers can also monitor student progress through quizzes taken after a book is read. The district started experimenting with Mayan Reader in two elementary schools about 2 years ago. Chief Academic Advisor for the district, Sally Beth Lyon, says providing access to four-year-olds could give them a leg up when school starts.
The ultimate goal is that all of our students are entering kindergarten with rich vocabulary, rich experience in text, a love of books, a kind of an understanding of what reading is. They don't need to know how to read. We're good at teaching that.
Lyon says that further down the road, the district's goal is to have all students reading at grade level or above by third grade. The Missouri House has voted along party lines to approve the chamber's rules for the next 2 years. In a move majority Republicans argue will improve transparency, the House today revised a procedure for offering changes to amendments during debates on legislation. Proposed amendments to a given bill already have to be submitted in writing before debate begins. The new rule will require members to submit revisions to amendments in writing as well, rather than simply standing up during debate and offering the proposals out loud. Democrats fear the rule could make it harder for them to propose changes to amendments. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.